Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join me for the next hour as today's performers of medieval, Renaissance, and Baroque music bring to life the music of the distant past. Checkmate! It's the cry of your opponent at the chessboard, the certain doom of your king, and our theme this hour as we explore the music of chess players, checks, and even a mate or two. And stick around for our endgame, a featured release by the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra.
Sing, O Lord.
Music from a Te Deum for double chorus and soloists by the Bohemian Baroque composer Jan Dismas Zelenka, performed by the Dresdener Kammerchor. Zelenka's music was much admired by his contemporaries, including J.S. Bach, yet he was, at least in his own mind, underpaid and overlooked. In 1733, writing to the King of Poland, Zelenka swallowed his pride and begged for work. Quote, "I therefore beg you at your feet to be graciously pleased to confer on me the position of Kapellmeister." Alas, the king tapped a different man, but thankfully that didn't stop Zelenka from composing. There's a lot of waiting around in the life of a musician. You wait for your colleagues to show up for rehearsal, you wait for that harpsichordist to finish her endless rounds of tuning, and for your audience to fill the hall. And if you were a chorister in Versailles in the 1730s, you waited for the king. Louis XV liked to hear his choir sing mass every day, but there was a lot of downtime, and many musicians passed the time playing chess at long inlaid tables. Young François-André Danican-Philidor, born into a musical family, joined the king's chapel at the age of 6 and quickly absorbed both singing and strategy. Later in life, Philidor struggled as a composer, but his skill at the chessboard was renowned. In 1745, stranded in Rotterdam after a failed concert tour, Philidor was able to support himself as a chess master. He became a public sensation, playing games blindfolded, and published a chess treatise in 1749 that's still read today. But Philidor's first love was music. He wrote that the art of music had been his, quote, "constant study and application, and chess only his diversion." Let's hear the results of Philidor's constant study. Here's music from his quartet number 1 in G minor.
Thank you.
That was chamber music by chess master François-André Danican-Philidor, his quartet number 1 in G minor. We heard three movements, La della Fuga, Moderato, Pastorella, Graziosa, and Gavotta, performed by Camerata Köln. Another composer in thrall to the chessboard was Felix Mendelssohn, who enjoyed playing on his travels. In Paris, he played frequent matches against a Dr. Hermann Franck, who, so the story goes, would never admit that Mendelssohn was the better player. Miffed, Mendelssohn took to announcing, quote, "We play equally well, quite equally, only I play a very little better." It was Mendelssohn who arguably resurrected J.S. Bach, staging a performance of Bach's then-forgotten St. Matthew Passion in 1829. In recent years, the historical performance movement has caught up to its grandfather. Performances of Mendelssohn on period instruments are more and more common. Let's hear one such performance, the Baroque Orchestra Tafelmusik, performing the fourth movement of Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4 in A major, the Italian Symphony.
Thank you.
That was the Canadian Baroque Orchestra Tafelmusik in a historically informed performance of the fourth movement of Felix Mendelssohn's Symphony No. 4 in A Major, the Italian Symphony. You can become a fan of Harmonia Early Music on Facebook. Just search for Harmonia Early Music. From chess to Czechs, or rather music by composers who hail from the lands around present-day Prague, Bohemia, Moravia, and Silesia. The Silesian Simon Bar-Jona Madelka was forced to leave his hometown in 1575 because of his Catholic sympathies. He fled to Bohemia, becoming a master butcher and a town councillor. When not wielding the cleaver, he composed, leaving behind two collections of published music and several incomplete motets. Let's hear music by the butcher and composer Madelka, the psalm setting De Profundis, from his collection of penitential psalms for five voices.
Thank you.
Music by the Silesian-born Simon Bar-Yonamadelka. We heard De Profundis, recorded by Gutta Musicae and Symposium Musicum. Jan Dismaselenka was a small-town boy born in a village southeast of Prague. His first teacher was probably his father, a cantor and organist, but Selenka was not destined for village life. Hired as a violone player, Selenka spent most of the remainder of his life in Dresden, traveling to Italy and Vienna to pursue musical studies. He did return to Bohemia, but in a rush. One of Selenka's manuscripts bears the notation, quote, six concerti written in a hurry in Prague. Let's hear Sacred and Secular Music by Jan Selenka. First, a virtuosic movement from his Trio Sonata No. 5 in F major, then a chorus from his double choir setting of the Te Deum, Aeterna Fac. Thank you. Music by the Bohemian composer Jan Zelenka. We heard the Dresdner Kammerchor singing Eterna Fak, a chorus from Zelenka's setting of the Te Deum. And before that, we heard a virtuosic movement from his Trio Sonata No. 5 in F major, recorded by Ensemble Marsyas. Our third Czech friend, or dare we say Czech mate, was a composer, poet, and the owner of a wine cellar. He's an organist's son who wrote sacred music both in Latin and in the language he heard spoken around him. Adam Mikna Zotradovich wrote his own text in Czech for his collection Laudna Česka, or The Czech Lute, a series of hymn-like songs for solo voices and instrumental accompaniment. We heard The Grief of the Foolish Virgins from The Czech Lute, a collection by the Bohemian Baroque composer Adam Mikna Zotradovich, performed by Musica Bohemica. You're listening to Harmonia, a program of early music that comes to you from the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. Partial support for Harmonia comes from Penco Incorporated of Bedford, Indiana. Partial support also comes from Early Music America, fostering the performance, scholarship, and community of early music, on the web at earlymusicamerica.org. I'm Angela Mariani. Thank you. It's checks and mates this week on Harmonia as we move from the chessboard to the Czech Baroque, and now to the far side of the world. Australia was once so isolated that it evolved its own distinctive animal life. Creatures found nowhere else on Earth, like the kangaroo, the koala bear, and the meat-eating Tasmanian devil. Nowadays, it's a little easier for Australians to find their way north. We have flat whites at Starbucks, g'day mate at the grocery store, and Aussie Baroque music. The Australian Brandenburg Orchestra was formed in 1989 under the direction of Paul Dyer and has toured the world since, collaborating with well-known artists like Andrew Manzi and Andreas Scholl. The orchestra's take on early music sometimes incorporates elements of other genres and musical traditions, and the results, like Australia itself, can be colorful. But let's hear a piece by a more familiar composer first, Avril Lavigne, by the German-Italian Johannes Capsberger. Then we'll hear two improvisations on English folk songs, Wally Wally and The Three Ravens.
Piacere, oh sì, poi mi chiedo. sorcière faut voir que de mes larmes s'élèvent que de mes larmes s'élèvent.
We heard improvisations on two English folk songs, Wally Wally and The Three Ravens, performed by Rachel Beasley, Anthea Cotti, and Paul Dyer. And before that, the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra and Mina Kanaridis performed Avrila Mia by Johannes Kapsberger. You can find hundreds of archived episodes, playlists, and podcasts online at harmoniaearlymusic.org. For our featured recording, we're staying down under to hear more from the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra. Their 2010 CD, titled Tapas, Tastes of the Baroque, features fiery music inspired by songs and dances from Southern Europe. Let's finish with a piece from Claudio Monteverdi's Seventh Book of Madrigals, Chiome d'Oro. We heard Chiome d'Oro from Claudio Monteverdi's Seventh Book of Madrigals on the Australian Brandenburg Orchestra's recording Tapas, Tastes of the Baroque, Paul Dyer directed. Learn more about recent early music releases on the Harmonia Early Music podcast. You can subscribe on iTunes or at harmoniaearlymusic.org. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. You can leave a comment or question anytime by visiting harmoniaearlymusic.org and clicking on Contact. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Ann Timberlake. Thanks to our studio engineer Mike Pashkash and our staff, Janelle Davis, John Bailey, Elizabeth Clark, and Joe Goetz. Additional technical support comes from KTTZ at Texas Tech University in Lubbock, Texas. Our producer is Luann Johnson, and I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.